also that you have to publicize that the Eibishter says that, behold, I am giving you today. You could actually see with the eyes of flesh, the Eibishter says, I'm giving you the blessing of the true and complete redemption. And you could actually see today with the eyes of flesh the blessing of the true and complete redemption. And even somebody who hasn't yet internalized this by proclaiming and publicizing it, he will internalize it as well. So actually, if you think about it, of course you always have the option of not thinking about it. I'm saying if you choose to take the option of thinking about it, you think about it, you said that what's an example of an avodah that you're starting, on the one hand you're gradually working your way up, on the other hand you're starting, the idea is that you're starting from a whole different space, a whole different, you know, from a place of a Jew and God are all one, and you're starting from a place of beyond limitations. So actually, the Rebbe himself, in saying that what you should publicize about the Mashiach is actually giving you an example of what this means, but before that, we have to understand what exactly is the message. I mean, he's telling you to publicize a message, and even the message, and he says this is all pashtus. Pashtus, you should publicize the following message, and the message seems pretty fuzzy. What's the message? That God says to each and every Jew, Re'ei anechi neisin lefneichem ayem bracha, he says this through his servants, the prophets. Okay, so let's put it out there on the table. He said through the Rebbe, right? God is telling us through the Rebbe, as he explains in the next week, Shaftim, who the prophet is. Fine, we get it. So that's, what's the message? The message is that we could, God is placing before you the bracha to the point that you could see with eyes of flesh the blessing of the true and complete redemption. What means this? What do you see? What's with the eyes of flesh? Are we talking about literally seeing something? What does it mean you see the blessing of the true and complete redemption? Either you have a true and complete redemption or you don't have a true and complete redemption. What does it mean to see a blessing of it? What's there to see? What's a blessing? I mean, first of all, what is a blessing of the true and complete redemption? What is it? And what is it to see? And what does it all mean? And then the Rebbe says, oh, and then by the way, if you'll do that, even if you're not holding by it, even if you don't feel it, you haven't yet fully processed it and internalized it in your intellect, but other people don't have to suffer because of that, and therefore you still have to publicize it, because faith you have, you just don't understand it yet. And through publicizing it, you will end up eventually understanding it as well. The difference between a Galus view of the world and a Geula view of the world is that a Galus view of the world is to see the world as it presents itself and take it at face value, the world that it presents itself. Although we believe that there is, we know the Torah tells us that there is, the world is a world, but behind the scenes there's all kinds of there's godliness, there's God, there's all kinds of higher things beyond the world. But basically, where you're starting from is the world is a world. And now, how do you connect to that which is higher than the world? Anila Daidi, how do you want to get close to God? How do you connect to God? So the point is, you have to, within the world, God gives you different means and tools and opportunities, ways to. You could, through the study of Torah, and through davening, and through mitzvahs, and so on, you actually can grow beyond what the world, what the way you see yourself in the world, and become more connected to God. But you're starting with the assumption that you're far away, and you're going to work your way up to whatever limited degree it's one is capable of achieving through his own finite efforts in a finite world. The Geula reality doesn't change the world, right? According to the Rambam, Chassidus explains that this is certainly the case in the first period of Mashiach, that Olam Kemenhagei Noheg, that the world is remains, the still keeps operating in the natural order of things. So what does it mean in the time of Gula? What's the difference? If the world is still a world, and it still operates based on the natural order, the natural system, so what changes? What changes is you're working with the opposite perception. The opposite perception is that I am a godly being. And the only real reality is the godly reality. My job is to reveal that within the world. So in order for me to do my job to reveal that within the world, I also happen to put on a worldly body and a worldly soul that enables me to relate to the world, and I have a worldly body, and I, therefore, in order to do my job, which I'm really completely one with God, I am, my reality is the godly reality. I'm here to reveal and express that divine reality in this finite world through myself. How do I interact with a finite world if I'm an infinite being? So I put on this finite human suit and this finite human soul so that I can relate to this finite world. That's really what it is. So the job is the same, right? We say when Mashiach comes, he's still going to learn Torah, he's still going to do mitzvahs, he's still going to do all things. The job is the same. The job did change, I mean, significantly in terms of what you're supposed to be busy with in your day-to-day activities. And Adam Chayrish and Adam Zareya, there's planting and plowing, so you could, right? You have to do all those mitzvahs of Trumas and Maestras, right? You're going to be doing all the same stuff that you actually supposed to be, the stuff that you're supposed to be doing goes, and the stuff that you're supposed to be doing way back when you first went into Eretz Yisrael. You can be busy with all those things, but it's all from a totally different reality. It's a totally different reality. I'm not a finite being trying to crawl out of this finite world and connect to something higher. I'm an infinite being who's sent down to this world to do a job.